make sure to mention that you heard on WFHR in the morning show.
Yep.
Get to civicmedia.us/million right now. Civicmedia.us/million.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Seth, great show. Thanks a lot, man. You have a
no
great day.
Problem. It was fun.
We'll talk to you guys with more morning show tomorrow. We'll have Terry Johnson with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a solid annual rate of 2.9% in the third quarter, just a tad lower than the 3.2% rate in the previous quarter. Economists say Americans took their cues from a strong job market and cooling inflation and kept spending despite fears of recession. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report probably still makes it likely that the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates when it meets next week, but that increase is likely to be a smaller one, just a quarter of a percentage point.
The economy grew at an overall rate of 2.1% last year. Dow Chemical is the latest major company to announce job cuts. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
About 2,000 positions will be slashed. That's about 5% of its global workforce. The Midland, Michigan-based company currently employs about 37,800 people. The company says the layoffs are necessary to reach $1 billion in cost savings this year.
More people are shopping for bargains. Sam's Club says it'll open 30 new locations in the U.S. over the next 5 years. Emergency officials in Ukraine now say 11 people were killed, another 11 wounded in new Russian drone and missile attacks today. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
This is a continuation of a tactic by Moscow to take out Ukraine's infrastructure, to deprive people of power and energy. And it also coincides with this really significant declaration by both the U.S. and Germany that it will supply modern tanks to Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to Israel and the West Bank next week to urge an end to violence. Blinken's trip was announced after Palestinian health officials said 9 people were killed, including a 60-year-old woman, in an Israeli raid on a crowded refugee camp in Jenin today. Here in the U.S., stolen cars are a hot topic.
Motor vehicle thefts in 30 major U.S. cities increased nearly 60% during the pandemic from 2019 to 2022. According to the Council on Criminal Justice, car thefts are near record highs in New Orleans. Jason Williams is the local district attorney.
It's not just getting inside of a car. They're looking for tools to commit other crimes.
Carjackings are also up significantly. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The most streamed TV show of 2022?
I don't have my powers.
Nielsen says Netflix Stranger Things was number one at a whopping 52 billion minutes. That's the highest since pandemic lockdowns had us all glued to our screens, streaming more than 57 million minutes of The Office in 2020. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 26 this afternoon under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight 11, cloudy. Snow likely tomorrow, highs around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station,
WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 26th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. It is 10:05 on the clock, and at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Laura Huber, 4-H Program Coordinator. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we have some of our favorite people in the studio, Family Natural Foods, join us. We have Katrina Hintner with us. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, James.
You brought a friend with you. We have Keely here.
We have Keely here. I'm so excited. Yeah. So you may recognize her voice when she says hello in a moment here, but she's with True Grace, and we're so excited that she joined us very spontaneously. So welcome and thank you, Keely, for joining.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here, and I was so excited that I could join a little last minute. So
yeah, this was a little bit of a last second thing, so really appreciate you joining us here and everything. That's very cool.
Yeah, so Keely was going to come just talk to me for, you know, 20, 30 minutes at the store about what's happening with True Grace, because there's always great things happening, and she'll clue us in on some of that in a little bit. And then I was like, hey, was it yesterday or the day before? I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm like, Do you want to do radio with me? And she's like, of course. With Keely's got this. You'll get this when talking with her, or if you heard her talk with James almost a year ago. She's got a very like exciting, happy, joyful personality, and it's the truth. She lives it. She's all those things, and we're so happy to have True Grace in our lives. For those of you who haven't ever tried it, I hope after day when you listen to what Keely's going to say, like, it is such a good product, and we're so happy. We get really good success stories all the time.
We had a really good time talking the last time you joined us, Keely, and I really appreciate the time again. I don't want to kind of go over some of the stuff you already have, but I do. I'm such a believer in what True Grace does. I would like to hit on some of the headlines, some of the big things to people that may not know True Grace. Let's let them know some of the big things about why these products are so great.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, first off, it's the fact that we're trying to do things not only that are good for people, but also planet.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so important in every company nowadays, not only supplement companies. You know, people care about the planet. They care about their own health. They care about the health of the planet. And so that's number one for us, really. And so really being a mission-driven company and taking the planet into consideration is with what we'll do with everything at True Grace. But I know, Katrina, do you want to fill them in on some other things with Family Natural Foods before I get into everything True
all
Grace?
All the nuts and bolts. Sure, I can do that. I mean, we're gonna talk all sorts of True Grace too. But okay. So James, I do want to tell everybody this so they can be in tune with this. Today from 10 to 4, we're having another lovely company that's Wisconsin based. They're out of the Baraboo area. It is called Workman's Relief, and they're a CBD company. They are going to be kind of doing like demos, and you can talk to them, ask the hard questions, and it'll be from 10 until 4 today. So everybody should come have some conversations. They might have samples. We'll find out, but I'm looking forward to touching base with them and learning more about Workman's Relief and all the good things that it does for us. So,
good that'll company. Be
fun. Yeah, absolutely. And they're Wisconsin, another great Wisconsin company. I mean, True Grace is another one there. So, and then the next radio segment, so February 8th, we'll have a guest again. And so stay tuned. We'll fill everybody in on who the guest is, but we're excited about that too. And I just wanted to kind of recap last time when Stephen and I were here, we were talking about like New Year's resolutions, right? And kind of you and I have kind of been talking about that when I was on air in the middle of the month too, just New Year's resolution, really rethinking our health. Like, what are the things we want to add to our health? What are the things we want to maybe take away that we not take away from our health, but like are in our life that maybe aren't creating what we want or too much of that. So again, just focusing in on that. And that's where I think when I think of like a foundation of our health, I often think of multivitamins, which Keely will be explaining a little bit more shortly. Like getting that foundation, if you can have your foundation, then all of the other things you can build from it. But thinking about that for like the new year, like really honing in on what is it that I want to change? What is it I want to add to? And I think like Keely is going to be great of just adding on to our kind of our New Year's and looking at, look, we're going to talk about kind of the planet when we talk about True Grace and on our foundations. And it's going to be a really fun conversation with that. But
I think one of the things that we touched on with this conversation too, when it comes to resolutions, when it comes to any time of the year you're trying to better your health, sometimes it's Occam's razor. Sometimes it's the simplest answer, and to overthink these things tends to, you know, get us to beat ourselves up because we don't hit these achievement goals or these kind of things. You really want to better your health. One of the greatest ways you can do that is just by simply introducing a multivitamin into your day. That's just swallowing a pill or what have you. I mean, that's not a huge, big thing. And all of a sudden you're doing that and you, a couple of weeks in, and you start realizing, hey, I'm bettering my health. And that's a little bit of a win for you and builds your confidence in the health, the, you know, game and building this more. Maybe you can find other things, a fish oil or something like that, that you can add. But just by that simple thing, you're already doing, you're already achieving a win just by that. And when it comes the True Grace products, when you're buying these, you're not only doing that goodness for your body, you're doing that goodness for our planet and for our kids, and all that stuff. So such an added bonus. We talk a lot about that when it comes to buying local, supporting local, or buying stuff within state and keeping our dollars within state. We you know, nothing against other country or other cities or countries or anything like that. But we got some really good stuff here in this state, and it's nice to support that. It's when we say buy local, supporting local, it's a phrase, but do you mean it? And when you're doing these things, when you're buying these products, not only are you bettering yourself, bettering the planet, you're bettering your state. That goes a long ways.
Absolutely. It truly does. And in our state here, we have True Grace, and they're in the Pewaukee area. Keely's on the outskirts of it. So we are excited to have her here to chat just a little bit more of, like, give us the overview of the product line for those who haven't heard, and then we're going to specifically just talk multis today. There's so many great categories, but let's start with that foundation that we've been talking
Real
about.
Real quick, Keely, time out. Katrina, you're getting a lot better at this. That segue was awesome. That was a great segue. That was an awesome segue.
Thanks, James.
I'm sorry.
You set me up, though. You set me up, my friend.
It's really good.
You set me up.
Really good.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's great. I this is my first time in the studio, so I'm not going to be as smooth as you two. But.
Oh, you're going to be smooth because you're just smooth as a person.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you guys are the best. So foundations. I mean, that's really important. And so we have a foundation line. It's our multivitamin, our probiotic, and our fish oil. That's the foundations. That's what we believe everyone should just start with. So we have that. We also have a mushroom line, which is amazing. But really specifically, I want to touch on our multivitamins today. When I'm looking for a multivitamin, I'm looking a lot of the times to kind of cut out some other things, right? You don't want to have to take as much vitamin D. You don't want to have to take as much of that K2 or your mushrooms, right? So that's what we tried to do with this multivitamin, is we tried to not take the kitchen sink approach where you look at it, look at the front of a packaging, right? And it's a bunch of different whole foods, but then you turn it around and there's 50 milligrams of 500 different whole foods. It's like you get a cough of a blueberry.
Yeah.
I mean, just eat a blueberry. Come on.
Right.
So we didn't want to take that approach. So you're going to see a significant amount of whole foods in our multivitamins. You have 250 milligrams of organic fruiting body mushrooms, 100 milligrams of adaptogen blend, so ashwagandha, holy basil, and then 150% of your daily value for vitamin D, which everyone wants more vitamin D.
We need it. Right now, we need it.
Yeah, especially right now,
Yes, and with that vitamin D, it's crucial to have K2. That's for best absorption. Everyone's looking for D3 plus K2. And so a lot of the times multivitamins will not have K2 in it because it's expensive.
Yeah. It's one of those things that it took me a while, and it was really you and Steven that got me into this and really looking a little bit harder at labels. Multivitamins are something that I've taken, like a lot of people, for many, many years. But I had not looked closely at the labels. I mostly looked at, okay, what are the things that, oh, it's going to help me with memory. It's going to help me with this. Great. Sign me up. You start looking in a little more detail into these things, and I'm so glad you brought the K up, because that's the bigger one, if not the biggest one, when it comes to a multivitamin. Can you touched on it a little bit. Can you explain why that is so detailed? Because I remember why, but I don't think I could word it as good as you, Keely.
Yes.
Why that K-12 is so important in that.
Right? Yes. Yeah. So K-2 works together, with D3. And so it essentially, that's the way that our body recognizes for best absorption. Yeah. That's what it is. And so not only with K-2 and D3, but you should be looking at your Bs as well. And the Bs mm-hmm. should be in a methylated mm-hmm. form. Those would be my number one things that I'm telling customers or friends and family to, when you're looking at your multivitamin, are the Bs methylated? Because methylated Bs, that's the version that your body recognizes. Mm. And then D3, you should have K2 with it because your body's going to recognize it. It's going to absorb more of it. Mm. And it's not always going to absorb everything because you're stressed and there's toxins and there's the outside environment, right? So you're not going to absorb everything. So if you're going to take a multi, if you're going to take a supplement, you want your body to absorb as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of help explain it?
Absolutely.
A little bit?
You're good. You're good. I knew you could do a better job.
She's so good.
And very good.
Vitamin K is really good for like really getting into the bones. It's really good for bone health. It's good for, you know, heart and like the blood and everything all kind of working together synergistically. So it's another one that, again, a lot of people don't put it in there, but it's crucial. And Keely and I were talking about this before at the store. It was something that they're hopefully going to work on, and I can't really say, but we're excited about it. Maybe it has to do with kids. We'll just say that. But kids should have vitamin K because kids definitely don't eat vitamin K. Vitamin K is coming from like fermented foods typically. I don't know how many kids besides my kids that eat fermented foods. Mm. And it's super good for their health. Think about it. They're growing bones so much. Mm-hmm. They need it more than anybody. But yet we only think about giving it to people maybe when they're having osteoporosis and they're already like in their 60s. You can't grow bones after 60. Like you're growing it from like 0 to I think it's 20 is like your main time of growing bones. So K is super good for bone health.
An incredible, that's a really insightful and a really cool point, I think, Katrina. When we talk supplements, more times than not, we're talking people in their mid-20s and above.
Yes.
And that's what we're thinking of. And that's where a lot of our mindset goes when we start thinking about those things, too, is around those ages. But if you're over the age of 13, you have aches and pains.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's around those ages where we start, why does my back hurt? I'm 14 years old. Yeah. What is going on
Shouldn't
here?
Happen.
No. And it shouldn't happen at 45 either, dang it.
That's right. That's right.
That's me going, I'll stay focused here. we all understand the aches and pains thing. So, these supplements, a supplement can help me with some of that. Why not start it at a younger age? But then it comes into the factor, okay, well, can I take the same multivitamin at 40? Could I take it at 20? And those things. And that is something where you want to be a little more specific and looking at reading the labels of these things and making sure that you're not just grabbing any old multivitamin. There are certain ones for people like me over 40, unfortunately. Fortunately, James.
But True Grace has, you know, like under 40 and over 40. So you can really get that category like you're talking about right now, James. It's great. They're getting that. And hopefully the even younger ones to come around the corner. Hint, hint.
Yeah, because for both of you in your industries where you guys are, you're kind of on two levels of the same industry in many ways. Are you seeing younger people taking supplements? Are you seeing younger people getting more involved in it? Because I know from me, just talking to younger people as students and stuff, I'm seeing a lot of that.
I would definitely say so. I mean, I am 24, going to be 25 this year.
Yay!
Woohoo! I'm getting closer to that age where you have to get off your parents' insurance.
It's rough.
I hope my parents aren't listening.
All the more reason to really get in on the supplement game right around now. Yes.
So, a lot of my friends and, you know, my younger sisters and their friends, they're coming up to me and they know I work for a supplement company and they want to know more and they want to know why it's important and they want to know why they shouldn't just be taking that, you know, that gummy from Walmart and why they should be a high quality supplement. And so it's really exciting to see that people do care, you know, younger people care, you know, and they don't just care about what they're putting in their body, but they also care about the planet. So when I talk to them about the fact that our bottles are post-consumer recycled plastic, that it's pulling plastic out of the largest floating landmass in the ocean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really care about that. Have you guys heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit more, just if people maybe don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So there is this huge floating landmass in Indonesia off the coast of Jakarta, where essentially we could all hold hands and walk across the plastic. And it's really, really sad. But what we're really grateful for at True Grace is the company that we use for post-consumer recycled plastic, they partner with the RECI project. And the RECI project is pulling that plastic out of the ocean. So they're paying fishermen off the coast of Jakarta a livable wage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fishermen aren't getting paid enough. Farmers aren't, right? People aren't getting paid enough.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're paying them to fish that plastic and harvest that plastic out of the ocean so they can continue to have their lifestyle and their culture of fishing, but pulling that plastic out.
Keeping the place, the world a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really huge. And we've already pulled out 6,000 plus pounds of plastic.
Wow, that's amazing.
Out of the ocean. Thanks to Family Natural Foods. Thanks to retailers and local people in Wisconsin that are supporting True Grace and really helping us pull that plastic out of the ocean. So thank you to everyone who has purchased True Grace already and Family Natural Foods as well for supporting us always.
Gonna volley that right back at you and the gang at True Grace for coming up with an idea like this, for doing something like this, a project like this that benefits literally all of us. Like, if you take the products that can benefit you, but just by doing this, even people that don't use your products, you're helping.
Right.
That is a company doing something above and beyond.
Right?
That is pretty impressive.
It's like
now,
bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
Way beyond.
I'm glad you brought up the business of Walmart because I think that and it's not taking a shot at these companies at Walmarts or any of these big conglomerates or anything like that. They got products in there that are fine. They got similar products sometimes in other stores do that we support and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you go into a Walmart, and this is to no fault of their own. This is just the business model. I walk in there and I ask them, "Hey guys, what's the best multivitamin for me? I do this, this, and this." I did before I'm even finished. They're like, "Man, I got other things to do. Like, what are you doing here? All right, I can tell you what aisle it's in. That's about it."
Yeah.
They might be able to give you a little detail about some things, but that's just not their job.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you go into a store like Family Natural Foods and you ask that question, you are going to get a genuine answer. You are going to get an answer of a human answer of somebody just talking to you and saying, "Well, what do you do?" Maybe even they're asking you follow-up questions, whereas you didn't even think of and stuff. I know they've done that to me a couple of times.
me too.
it's part of why we encourage you to go to these stores, why we encourage you to go to a local business. You get that not only that personal human touch, but it's actually going to do what you're asking it to do. I walk into a Walmart, and they're not going to be able to help me get the specific thing that I need. If you really want to better your health, you really want to make yourself your days better, talking to people that know what they're talking about and actually getting the insightfulness that only you can get from a Family Natural Foods is important. And it goes a lot farther. The products will go a lot farther because they're doing exactly what you want them to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And it's, you know, it's an education and it's learning from the community of these things, what they're looking for, or, you know, the True Graces that come in and they're educating us about, you know, well, have you learned about the plastics? And have you learned that, like, you really need to have this form of the vitamin that maybe we weren't looking at? So it's a collaborative effort, and we're thankful for it all. So
it's a frustrating thing when we're trying to promote better health and we're trying to help people, and we're not selling snake oil here. We're not doing something that is bad for you, but it can get frustrating because, say, okay, I listen on the radio and I hear, all I'm hearing is multivitamins are good for me or whatever, so I just think any multivitamin would work. Then I get that multivitamin, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a group of people or that are just not continuing on bettering their health.
Okay.
You got to just take a couple extra steps here. It's not a lot of steps. It's not a big, gigantic leap or anything, but you do these extra things, which your body deserves.
Yes.
You only get one temple, people. You only get one body.
Mm-hmm.
Doing these extra steps, you're going to have products that are actually going to benefit you, and you're going to see what we're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, going into that, like, new year, new you, just starting with a multivitamin. This is super simple. It's a one a day multivitamin. And can I just share that story I shared before? About, there's a gentleman who comes in. He's been a great customer for many, many years. He used to buy a Another wonderful company has a multi, very similar to True Graces, but different. You know, it's fermented, it's doing the right things. Well, they're not doing the plastics and stuff like you guys are, you know, post-consumer waste. But again, so he was doing that company, that multi, and he liked it. We were out of it one day, and we said, oh, try True Graces, see what you think of it. He tried it, and he said, wow, I noticed a significant difference by taking that. Just a one a day, he noticed a significant difference. So he has now switched over.
Right on.
And a lot of people have done that. I was telling Keely, like, I have so many stories of people that, you know, they maybe started with a multi or a probiotic because they have such good products, and now they're getting their fish oil, and now they're getting the next thing and the next thing. So it's so exciting. You guys are doing such great things, and just start with one thing, right? Start with your foundation.
Yeah.
Get that multi.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's really huge. I mean, so my cousin, she's the one who owns True Grace. We're 100% family owned. We have no private equity from any large corporations, which a lot of the times, unfortunately, that's what happens with any business. I mean,
yes.
It's not just the vitamin industry, it's every industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, sorry, excuse me. And so, she really wanted to create a brand where we didn't have to formulate on margin, where we could formulate on what's best for the human body. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, we're seeing people that are coming back and they're saying, wow, I'm noticing a difference in this multi. And I didn't think that I was supposed to notice a difference in my multi. And so it's nice to see that when you're doing something that you really think is going to be beneficial and it ends up being beneficial, then it makes sense, right? Yeah, and that's what should happen. Yeah. So that's what we're really seeing. I mean, we're seeing that all this hard work and dedication that's gone into our multi, our probiotic, our fish oil, our mushrooms, our packaging is making a difference. And all the better that we're right here in Wisconsin. I'm really grateful that she did this and started this company. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
When it comes to kind of, so we're talking to somebody out there that has never done any of these things, never done a multivitamin, anything like that, and you both have touched on this of starting simple, starting with one kind of product, that kind of, what would you suggest? Because everybody's very different, so of course different people are going to need different things. But I go into a family and Nurture Foods, or I reach out to you guys over at True Grace. What are one of the things you suggest right away? Is it a multivitamin? Is it kind of starting right there?
I would say, and Katrina, you can weigh in on this too, but I would say the multivitamin. I'd say that's where you start. And then from there, that's, I do the probiotic next. I'm a big believer in probiotics and your gut microbiome. And our probiotic is also amazing. It's DNA verified, strain specific. It's amazing.
It's so good.
It flies off the family Nature Foods.
It does.
Yes.
I'm always
yes.
like, oh, I should have bought way more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, Colin Keeley again.
I've had
great.
That happen. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because it actually works, and people are noticing a difference.
Yes.
It's not just in our multi, it's in the probiotic too. So I would say those two are easily my number ones right away. And then I'd add in that omega after that.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Because everyone has inflammation. It's just how it works, right?
Yep.
We're not under 14 years old. No,
unfortunately.
And the brain health and the heart health, the things that sometimes we don't think about right now, but for the future, you know, the omega-3s are so good for that. We need it. We need those omega-3s. And I'm not eating enough fish. I don't know about you all, I'm definitely not eating enough fish to get my daily intake in. So.
Not sure the last time I even had fish. I'm honestly not even sure. So, yeah,
okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
And is it high quality? That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, unless you're listening to us in New Hampshire, you know, or out east, probably not the freshest it's going to be. It's
right.
You know, so that's a great point to bring up.
Yeah.
And then they have mushrooms that are really great, and that's also nice for, you know, whether it's
immune season
and just overall health. Some are more specific to, you know, heart or brain, and it just kind of depends on which one you want to look at. But definitely I would say concur with what you were saying, like start with the multi as your base and then kind of build from there. And that's what we've seen people doing that and saying how much it's helped them. So
right.
And since we were talking about resolutions and kind of starting off here and everything, when it comes to that stuff, not beating yourself up. We tend to be our own worst enemies. And when it comes to the battle for your personal health, that's a battle that can oftentimes be a lifetime one. It takes patience and some time, but no amount of backtracking or taking a step backwards or anything is ever going to be too much. You can always make good on these things. You can always build things back and make yourself stronger and make yourself better. And you deserve that. Every human being out there does. There's enough things in life that come at us. Mm-hmm. Our bodies and our health is one thing that we can kind of control a little bit better, somewhat to a degree. And doing these things really does go a long ways. As we're wrapping up, got about a minute or so left. Anything you wanted to touch on about the store, Katrina, before I let you go?
I definitely want to mention, because I didn't before. So, right, we want to build that foundation. Great time to do it, right? Great time to start a multi. All of the multis are on sale of True Graces. So all of True Graces multis, whether you want to start in a pouch, which is a more like economical way, they have these refillable, awesome pouches. Well, I don't think we even touched base on that. We got to do more True Grace, more radio.
I got to come back next week.
Perfect. But they have these pouches. You can get them. Those are 20% off. And then their multivitamins too, just in there. You see the boxes. They're like this really cool kind of like
seafoamy.
Kind of teal.
Yeah, I love the color.
And the bottle inside is the same, and that's what Keely was talking about with the post-consumer plastics, but all of the multis are on sale, so definitely try it right now. It's a new year, new you. Get that foundation started. Get it with True Grace. You'll notice the difference, and it's on sale right now.
And Keely, if people want to know more about True Grace, they have follow-up questions or anything, how can they get a hold of you guys? How can they find out more?
Yes, definitely. Well, first off, go to Family Natural Foods. They know all the answers always. but also, you can always check out our website. We have a phone number on there. You know, we have a local representative that picks up right away. It might even be me, so.
Nice.
Yeah, but thank you both so much for having me today. We're really grateful to be here and be in Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, get used to the building. You're coming back. You're definitely coming back here and everything. A big shout out to our friends at True Grace. Thanks so much for being here, Keely. Really nice to meet you. It was really fun to have you on the air.
Yeah, thank you.
Always good to see you, Katrina. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, James.
Say hi to the staff and everybody over there for us.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Keely, for being here. Yeah.
We encourage you to check out more and find out more over at Family Natural Foods. They're open right now. You can always stop by at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to follow them at their website, FamilyNaturalFood.com, and follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Daytime highs approaching 26 this afternoon under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again, tonight 11, cloudy. Snow likely, tomorrow highs around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this January 26, 2023. Your host, James J. here, and I am joined by our good friend, Laura Huber, 4-H Program Coordinator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, James.
How you been?
All right. Yeah. Can I tell you, it's busy.
Yeah.
It's a great time of year.
You guys always stay busy over there, and the beginning of the year tends to be pretty darn busy for you. So not only thank you for the time, but appreciate the work that you do with 4-H and what 4-H is able to do for our youth and for our communities. I'm going to get that in there right away.
Well, thank you.
Actually got to talk to Jeremy yesterday, the new head over there, Extension and everything. We had a great conversation, and on air and off air, we're bragging about you quite a bit. So I don't know if your ears are burning. I apologize if they were. That's on me.
Silliness.
Let's dive right into things. Would you like to start with 4-H? Because there is so much where so many directions we can go here.
Yeah, so lately I've been doing a lot of work with our volunteers. 4-H is really a volunteer-based organization. It's impossible to do amazing things for youth in the community as one person alone. And sometimes I hate going back to it all of the time, but going back to the pandemic, we talk about all of the things that the kids missed out on, and I think a lot of times what people think about when they think about what did they miss out on is specific events, specific activities or something like that. And the experience that I've had and a lot of my other colleagues have as well is that what they missed out on most isn't just the individual activities. It's the learning. It's the learning how to get along with others. It's the learning of how to make friends. It's the learning of what to do when you've just got downtime. You know, boredom. And so trying to kind of retrain volunteers so that they can be working with young people, and instead of doing what they're used to doing, which, you know, our volunteers are fantastic, but they're used to teaching the skills. Like, this is how you decorate a cake. This is how you lead a meeting. This is how you do fill in the blank. And what we're working on now is this is how you support young people in developing the skills that aren't so concrete, right? I can't stand up in front of a crowd and say, this is how you make friends. I can't stand up in front of a crowd and teach people how to get comfortable in a space with strangers, right? Sometimes we just have to allow the kids to experience that. And it can be hard. Like, it almost feels like, so last Saturday, I spent the whole day with volunteer adults and youth leaders. And one of the questions I asked was, what would happen if you had an entire meeting of nothing but playing games? Like, you just had games scattered about that kids could go and free play. And you know what the answer was? They'd feel like they were slackers and not doing their job. And I felt like, wow. So where I'm focused right now is helping our leaders, youth and adults, figure out how to help young people feel like they belong, feel connected, feel comfortable doing all of those. You know, I think we kind of talk about them as soft skills. Communication, the social interaction pieces. So that's where my focus is right now. And then I'm so thankful for Jasmine, because a lot of her focus is on those specific skills and offering the workshops and bringing kids in to learn food things or art things or whatever they are.
It's so nice to have a team effort for you guys so that you're able to do those things. And a big shout out to Jasmine and the good work that she's doing too, of course.
She's amazing.
I'm so glad this is coming up too, and that 4-H thinks of these things. and not to say these guys are the only ones by any means, but especially when it comes to nonprofits and organizations and the impact that the direct connection you have to the youth, it's great to hear. There's a lot of fear for people out there with kids. Well, your head's in the tablet too much or on the phone too much or these things. And I get a lot of that. Mm-hmm. That's not as much of my concern. My concern more is all these little things that we learn in society that the only way we can learn them is by going through them.
Yeah.
It's very nerve-wracking when your child has those they're riding a bike alone for the first time. But the only way to know that they can do it is if you let them go. And it's part of what we have to do with these kind of things. So oftentimes with kids, and more times than I think we realize to do that. When it comes to understanding the difference of bullying and teasing each other, I mean, every little kid in human history has been teased. And that's kind of how we build a lot of our friendships and mm-hmm. our characters and how we prove, whether we realize this or not, how we show, hey, I'm different, you're different. We're all different. We're all a little weird. We're all a little this yeah. and everything. But there's a big difference of that and, of course, bullying. Mm-hmm. So, well, how do you explain that to a child? They find that out themselves oftentimes by these things happening. It's a lot of those kind of soft skills that you mentioned there that how are kids figuring these out now? Giving them good places, safe, comfortable places for them to figure these things out where they're interacting with other kids and maybe they're learning some of these soft skills. I mean, the amount of things the 4-H offers are, it's an endless list. This is right there in the top 10 for me of yeah. things that you can learn there.
So one of the things that I think is so hard to learn, and you can only learn by going through it, is that there's a difference between intention and impact.
Mm-hmm.
So your teasing versus bullying is a great example of that. And what I mean by intention versus impact is, like, what do you intend?
Mm-hmm.
If you're teasing and you're just kind of, let's have a little bit of fun together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. I appreciate that intention. But it's always critically to understand what is the impact on the person that you are teasing.
Mm-hmm.
Do they understand the good-natured, friendly fun of it mm-hmm. all? Or do they not understand that at all? And I feel like if you're teasing somebody who doesn't understand that the impact that it's having on them is different than your intention, then we can be crossing over that line to bullying. And you might not even intend to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You might not understand the impact. And so that's one of those social skills, right? Is to be able to read the cues in other people. And In 4-H and youth development programs, we talk about things like ages and stages.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain times like that it's absolutely unfair to expect a 5-year-old to be able to sit down quietly, pay attention, and follow directions for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
For their age and their understanding of the world, that is irresponsible to expect, okay? But you should be able to expect that from a 16-year-old,
right?
Okay? So the impact of the isolation that came with COVID is it's shifted that ages and stages piece because youth haven't learned the lessons at the times that they, normally would have pre-pandemic.
Sure.
And so that's why we're going back. It might seem strange to have to teach some of these things to a 6th grader or a 7th grader or an 8th grader. But all along, regardless of how old, if the child was 3 years old going into the pandemic, if they were 6 years old, if they were 10 years old going into the pandemic, there were social lessons that they should have been learning along that pathway. And the pandemic and the isolation prevented them from learning those skills. So as silly as it seems, I don't mean to sound like a slacker, but I am really pushing for that downtime, that free time, that free play in all of our programs, regardless of what the age of the youth we're working with is, because they all need to kind of catch up on some of those social lessons.
Even if some of these kids do have some of those skill sets in building and everything, this gives them another chance to fine-tune them. I mean, there's no downside to this. And I refuse to let you sit in that chair and call yourself a slacker. I know you too darn well, and this audience knows you too darn well to ever consider yourself something like that.
Sure.
If you're doing something like it, it's for the kids.
Yep.
And this is something that can help them learn these things organically and learn them again in a safe environment. environment, and understand this stuff. And giving kids literal real-world situations like this to be able to be in and learn these lessons, like, what a gift that we're able to do. Not every kid has that. Yeah. And I'll tell you, just as one of those kids that didn't, that goes a lot farther than you can realize. Mm-hmm. Like, that we could even word, really.
Yeah, this weekend, I work as an advisor for a statewide team of teen leaders and adult leaders who, you know, plan some statewide events. And we've got our, we call it winter retreat this weekend. I was on this as an adult volunteer. And so I can tell you what it was like 6 years ago. We would have all been going into this winter retreat with a long list of tasks that needed to be completed. I've been working with this group now professionally for a few years. And I'm going to tell you, we are not going to get anything near accomplished this weekend on that task list like I would have 6 years ago. And that whole thing is like, yes, even with the teens, we need to give them the downtime to be developing those skills. And we're talking 16, 17, and 18-year-olds who are coming together on this one. So I hope my predecessors, you know, or the adults that were on this group in the past don't look and go, oh my gosh, can you believe how much time they spent playing games? Because unless you've worked with the populations to be able to, you know, see that marked difference that the pandemic has had, you might not understand. So, you know, go ahead and call me a slacker. But I'm going to tell you, there are like reasons and there's logic and there's science behind what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
And I appreciate you kind of breaking that down for us and everything. And yeah, it all adds up from what I can tell. We'll take a really quick break. We'll come back. We've got some events to talk about, some other great things with the 4-H, and our good friend Lori Huber right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow, lows level off around 11. Snow likely again tomorrow, highs around 32, overcast. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Morning Magazine here on WFHR. We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H Program Coordinator and UW Extension. And always good to talk with you, Laura. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
We were getting into a number of different things there earlier on. Where would you like to go next? Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
Well, I'm afraid that I might have left everybody with the feeling like all that we're doing now is like helping kids like play.
Yeah.
But we still have a lot of that traditional skills-based education programs going on, too. And I'm going to tell you that it's not just kids that need these. Last time I was here, I think I talked about a sewing class that we were going to start at Macmillan Library for kids. And that class booked up, which is really cool. We had our first event in January. But what I thought was super cool about it all was that when adults started hearing that we were going to be offering that class, they were calling the library to find out, like, is this really just for kids?
Oh, cool.
Can adults sign up for this? And so as a result of the 4-H sewing program, right, it wasn't open to just 4-H kids. It was open to everybody. But adults were calling, so they found somebody to come in and teach an adult class.
Awesome.
Because a lot of these skills that we teach, we call all of them life skills.
Mm-hmm.
But they're important, right? And
yeah.
And maybe as adults were growing up, or, you know, now adults were growing up, they didn't realize any need. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, sewing, that's for that's for housewives. I'm not going to be a housewife or whatever it might be. But, you know, there's a need. So I think it's so cool that we're able to get right in on the ground floor and be working with the kids and helping them discover.
I would say, too, when you're taking something that's the adult version of something maybe your kids or your teenagers were doing, it gives you a little more empathy, a little more connection with your kids. And if your kids are teenagers, you're looking for any connection you can get to your kids. Like, it's very hard to get them to even be in the same room with you. So that seems pretty nice, like a nice added bonus to this too.
Yeah, you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and it just you just reminded me of that. There's a meme that, like, having a teenage girl is a lot like having a cat. You know,
yes,
they just come
yes.
out when they want to be fed, otherwise they hiss
so true.
And yeah, scratch.
So true. Here's these connections we can make and empathize a little bit more with our young, with our youth.
Mm-hmm.
We the older we get, the more we forget what it is like to be that age.
You bet.
And it's not a pointing the finger kind of thing. That's just humanity. It's just the way this whole game works. But it doesn't hurt to take a moment and be like, well, boy, now that you mention it, I do remember what it was like when I was 16. And boy, it was tough. Now think if you had to deal with a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people are tired of hearing about the pandemic, about hearing COVID this or anything like that. So am I.
Mm-hmm.
So are these kids. Like, the only way we get to stop talking about this stuff is if we actually do something about it. And by doing something about it with these things, we have so many, like, layers to this that we're helping these kids with, that hopefully they don't have as many troubles or any troubles with it when they get to be our age.
Yeah. You know, and here we've been focusing on, like, teaching our young people those soft skills. And I told you, I've been working with my volunteers. One of the things that I started with my volunteers this past weekend, and we're going to have a retreat in March as well, is to try to put our adults back in the shoes of our young people.
Right on.
When we ask young people to do new things, we just expect them to be like all willing and able, and, you know, it's no big deal. It can be a really big deal. It can be emotionally taxing. It can be scary. It can be so many things. And the example that I like to share with adults so that they get what I'm talking about was, 1 year, my whole family competed in archery in the Badger State Games.
Ooh.
And it was the first time that I had ever competitively shot.
Mm.
We do this in 4-H all the time. We have shooting sports tournaments all across the place, the whole state and national, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was standing up there on the line, I wasn't even standing next to people that I would be competing against, because it's by age and it's by equipment and it's by gender. But I was jittery as could be. Like, I felt the nerves. And this was the first time that I go, oh my gosh, this is what we're asking our young people to do. And this is what it feels like. It was so important for me to get into that experience so I could understand and empathize with. Sometimes we're asking a lot, even if we don't think that we're asking a lot. So
that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And also, I'm very jealous. I've always wanted to learn archery. I didn't know this about you. I think you may have mentioned it once before, and I just forgot or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really cool, Laura.
It's fun.
I got to learn. I got to pick it up.
Yeah.
I get this a lot. I'm a little spoiled in this regard. I work with young people all the time, like you do, and they're a little older than probably maybe the age range that you're with, but just like the next tier, and they, I get at least, I would say once every other semester, the question, Mr. Maloff, when do I stop being nervous?
Mm-hmm.
And I get to tell them, like, well, I've done I've been in radio over 20 some years. I've done more shows than I know. I've done over 100 characters, all these things. And I have never once not been nervous before I turn on a microphone or anything like that. Like, that's a good thing. Nerves mean that you care, you're engaged and all that.
You bet.
the look on their faces when you're explaining this to them never gets old. Mm-hmm. And it means so much, because I'm not telling them that this will get better or this is this or whatever. I'm not only telling them that with the process of this, but that they're not alone.
Yeah.
I get that way too.
Yeah.
And that sharing that shared empathy goes so much farther. And it brings me back to the youth. It brings mm-hmm. me back to those ages and reminds me, no matter how old I get or how old I feel, that those lessons are hard, and I remember them being hard, and I can help this person make it not so hard.
Yeah.
And that's a win. That's pretty fun to be a part of. That's pretty mm-hmm. cool to be a part of something like that.
Yeah. So you right there are working on belonging. It's one of the essential elements of 4-H, that connection. You help them feel connected, like they're normal, like this is a space where they really do belong, and where they might be questioning, like, oh, I'm getting nervous. That must mean I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop. No, you're letting them know this is normal. Keep going, you know? Yes, it's perfect.
That's what it's about.
You are living 4-H, James, even though you don't know it.
See, I'm learning. I'm getting better. I pay attention to you and Jasmine. I pay attention. These are the things that we're looking to do with the youth. We're mm-hmm. looking to empower them and make them stronger. And if you walk into a 4-H room and everybody's playing board games or something like that, you know that they're doing that for a reason.
Yeah.
They're building something. They're doing something there with that. The same way as if they walk in and they're knitting or doing any other of these constructive and fun activities that the kids can be a part of.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, did you ask?
No, so I was going to say, so you can walk into our sewing class next month.
Yes.
At the library, and you are going to see a group of young people and parents. We've got a dad in there, so please never make assumptions, right? So mm-hmm. we've got a dad who brought his little girl in, and they are going to be experiencing something for the first time together. And then what's really cool about that is they might go home and they might practice it together. Or, you know, then the adults in the life are discovering just what potential their children have. Or they're going to help find a spark, something mm-hmm. that really lights their kid up, that they really enjoy. Maybe they're going to discover something that just frustrates the heck out of all of them, and they're never going to touch it again. It's all valuable learning.
Yes.
But you can only discover those things if you give it a try.
So much of life you have to find in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be discovered. It has to be figured out that way.
Yeah.
Again, giving the kids the safe environment, the welcoming environment like that, to be able to learn some of these lessons and kind of train work them before they take them into the real world, quote unquote, you know, it's really nice to be able to offer that, to be able to give kids that. Again, the more we empower them, the stronger that we make them, the better our future is.
Absolutely.
This isn't rocket science. It doesn't take a lot to make this figure out equals this, this equals that.
Yep. Absolutely true. And we are all busy, and I get it. But every time you say yes to a new opportunity, you're just helping build your children up, giving them new experiences, different experiences, a wide range of things, so that they can discover that we are going to make the future better that way.
We've got a couple of minutes left, Laura, and we can go any direction you'd like if you would. But just looking at the year ahead here, mm-hmm. And not holding you to details or anything like that, but are you guys on, you know, the retreats you're doing? Are you guys in the works of some things coming up with 4-H that you're looking forward to doing with these kids?
Yes, and it doesn't always seem relevant, right? Because as I look out, it's gray and winter and cold. We are planning summer camp. So we've got residential summer camp. We've got other like day camps locally throughout the summer. And then we've got all the project meetings that lead up to the fair, you know, the fair in August, where kids really get to highlight all of the learning that they've been doing. But a little closer up, we've got an event called Project Discovery Day that'll be in February at Mid-State Technical College. Talking about lots of opportunities for kids to explore. That's what Project Discovery Day is all about. Mm. And they get to be on Mid-State's campus to see what kind of programs are offered there, helping them think ahead to their future, what comes after school, and Creative Arts Day, which is always a big one. So I'm not fooling. It really is April 1st at Pittsville, and that's where kids will get to do performing arts, like their plays, one-act plays and skits and playing their instruments and public speaking contests and arts and crafts displays. So there is a lot of big stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Anything new this year that you're looking at doing? from the years past. And again, not holding you to details or dates or anything like that, but just in general, are there new things you guys are looking at doing and stuff?
So this year we're hosting something called Area Animal Science Days, which I've never done before. So this is one of those tying back to the traditions of 4-H, the history of 4-H, educational programs and contests related to dairy and beef, sheep, swine. We're looking at possibly adding horses and llamas into the mix as well. So that's new for me. And it's one of those that makes me so thankful for incredible volunteers, because I don't speak livestock. I don't speak horse. So relying on others who do have that knowledge and expertise to make these programs for young people possible.
Laura, we always appreciate the time and like to encourage families out there, parents, get your kids involved in 4-H. There's such benefits, such a wonderful thing to be a part of. If they want to, if they have follow-up questions, want to know some more about some of this stuff, how can they find that out?
So a few places to look. First, check out our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We are Wood County, Wood County 4-H, WI, I think.
Yes.
There's a few other Wood counties, which it's fun when we get a call for Texas Wood County.
Yeah,
So you can look there. Otherwise, give me a call, give me an email, and I can get you lots of information. My phone number is 715-421-8439, or... you know what? Our Wood County 4-H email just changed, so I'm going to give you my own one. The whole county went to a new email system.
We're dealing with that, too. I hear you. Yeah. I'm trying to remember my own email address, yes.
So you can email me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U, B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
We pulled it off.
Yeah, that's not the one I wanted to share, but
no,
it's good.
I know what you mean, though. I know. Laura, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for what you do in the community for these kids. Keep up the great work. Say hi to Jasmine and the whole staff over there for us, okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much, James.
I appreciate the time. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. We'll wrap up the week of Morning Magazine with the ADRC. In part one, we'll talk to Linda Brost. And in part two, we'll talk to the public school superintendent, Craig Broren, along with Jennifer Wilhorn, 4K administrator. That'll be in tomorrow's Morning Magazine right here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids.